wounded are moved aboard. Take off. They make it.
It was just like one great big nightmare, but then it's reality. Men weren't just hit once, they were hit multiple times. Both arms, both legs, stomach, you know. I'll be able to
pick it up. Like, I seen this one just cut through the leaves, maybe 3 inches from my head. But
rifle fire, machine gun fire, grenades.
Where I was at, I think I just... I could see him coming down, and one of them grabbed the bomb's clothes and blew my helmet off. But I didn't care. I was still glad to see them. They were beautiful.
They're always beautiful. Ask any foot soldier. These are the voices of Marine combat correspondents with units pinned down by enemy fire. Air support is there.
We've got three F-4B Phantoms from VMFA 115. Holding an airstrike now just to our front. Oh, a few hundred meters in front of us. And they're dropping 1,000 pounders. That's what a 1,000.
I want to put one a little at 6 o'clock from the last two hits in between there, up a little toward the ridgeline, okay?
It'll be fine, get ready.
Here comes the next one now, number 3.
Dropped one napalm bomb right smack dab on the target. It was a beautiful run. You could almost read the insignia on that pilot's helmet. He was so low. Here he comes again, right in on the treetops again. Here he comes. He's straight and dropped two napalm. Beautiful shots. These A-4 pilots, I've talked to them at other times. And they all tell me that they love this close air support, and they certainly do a tremendous job at their work, too.
You're in the cockpit of a jet on a ground support mission. A forward air controller directs the dive bombing.
Okay, the next bomb is coming up at 6 o'clock at 200 meters. It is in the tree line.
Condo 82-1 is turning in.
Roger, 4, no drop it here.
Last drop looked to me like it's on the east side of the road. Don't you want them on the west?
That's roger. The target is still at 9 o'clock at 100 meters, and that's the only drop I've observed so far.
82-1 is in.
And I do want them on the west side of the road.
They're pretty well on speed. 15 slow. Stand by. Work!
Drop right.
And the war in Vietnam is the war of the helicopter. It puts you in, it supplies you, it takes you out. We're with an American unit surrounded on a hilltop, blasting a landing zone for choppers while it fights for its life. Gunnery Sergeant Carl Hillstrom is there.
Point to the fact that they're on all sides of us right now. To our left, to our right, to our front.
Get working on a helicopter. Nobody's jumping in yet. Let's go, engineer!
Men with pickup saws brave enemy fire to clear the landing zone.
Gunnery Sergeant, anyway.
Tops whistling in,
Zephyrhon Railroad track.
Just keep moving in this direction. I don't know if it's desirable.
Keep moving in this
down.
They're down here.
Who, the bad guys? Hey, Doc, you have people here, right?
We're trying to evacuate our wounded. We must get a medevac chopper down. But each time one tries to come in, Viet Cong gunners open up and drag it off.
Looks like the H-34, the Marine H-34 is coming in. Heavy fire, guys.
The chopper tries again, its crew risking their lives. He's coming in. He's down. Our wounded are moved aboard. Make it. Mission accomplished. Day which ends, never the fighting. The last aircraft of the day's missions returns to its carrier. The foot soldier digs into the soil of Vietnam for yet another night. And a platoon marching the last mile to base camp lightens its fatigue with song. Americans, you ask how these men of yours endure, how they are winning this impossible war, how they fight on, and why. Listen, Americans, listen.
And in Vietnam, he fought the dirty Cong.
And in Vietnam, he fought the dirty Cong.
He fought it in the springtime and in the month of May.
He fought it in the springtime and in the month of May.
And in asked him why the hell he fought him.
And if you ask him why the hell he fought him,
he fought him for the red, white, and blue.
He fought him for the red, white, and blue.
This one called 100 Years, a little late. Again written and produced by Lee Hazelwood.
Yeah.
I told you. No. I thought you were kidding. No, I don't care. No shit. My left out of camera on base. Did you put it fire there? Did you leave out of camera on base? Tell me you don't want to go. They told me I had to be a camera bay on the 10th of September at 1700. On the 9th of September, I left. You know, I told my boss, it looks like it's 10:30, don't go up.